bitterly disappointed. You know, I'm not going to hide. You know, I'm a, I said before, I'm a supporter here as well. You know, and the first half is just not acceptable. I didn't know what was going on, to be honest with you. I just thought, and being again brutally honest with you, I thought they had men in their side and we didn't. You've got to come to places like this and roll up your sleeves. You're never going to be pretty. But, you know, that's just not acceptable first half performance. Obviously, the keeper done a couple of good saves first half from us, but from long throws. We had nothing from open play in the first half. Second half was better, much better second half. And then, obviously, I did honestly think that Daki got fouled in the first one. Second one, we couldn't really see where he got booked for a simulation. I couldn't really see where it was, but the first one was definitely a pen. But then, you know, that's the referee's decision. You've got to move on. But that's not acceptable. First half performance was so poor.
Pleased with the way that they improved in the second half?
Yeah, obviously, I don't think it can get any worse. I'll be honest with you, that's how bad it was. You know, I've just got to be honest with you. That was just not acceptable. You know, we've got fans coming up here and paying a lot of money and travelling a long way. And that's just not acceptable. And I'm not having that again. You know, we've got Sheffield United next week. And, you know, you need men in those situations. You've just got to move on. They'll be learning from it. I've told them a few things, a few own truths straight away, which they need to know. But more than anything else, just bitterly disappointed with the first half because I've told them before the game, you have to come to these places and roll up your sleeves and battle it out. You know, it's not always going to be pretty. But overall, maybe we deserve something from the game. I'm not saying we didn't deserve anything from the game. We did. First half, wow, it was phenomenally poor.
It could quite easily have been 0-0, but for that good piece of execution for their free kick, possibly.
Yeah, fair play to the lad. You know, very good free kick, but again, disappointed with giving a free kick in that area. But obviously, you know, he punished us, and that was the bit of quality of the game, to be fair.
Mm. In terms of some of the positives for your team, you picked Elliot List today. Whenever he got on the ball, he looked positive, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, because he's a bright boy. You know, he's got great pace about him. I thought Hurdy was very good at the back for us. You know, he one or two out of the 11 who was a man, to be fair. He had to come off with cramp. He's not been playing for a while. Mm. But there were some positives with Listy. But, you know, I'm looking at the bigger picture, which for the 95 minutes that we were out there, I'm looking at the bigger picture, and, you know, that was not acceptable.
Probably best chance came through Max Eamer's couple of efforts in the second half. You gave him the skipper's armband too. What have you seen of him behind the scenes that made that decision?
Just his attitude. I like the centre-half as a captain. Josh has done nothing wrong. It's just the case of I do like the centre-half as a captain. And to be fair, he's impressed me, to be fair, Maxie. But again, you know, We need 11 leaders. There's only an armband at the end of the day. You know, we want 11 leaders out there.
Going back to the training pitch then on Monday morning, what's going to be the message trying to sort of instil that little bit of character to see the change?
I think it's more mental. I think it's a more mental thing. I think, you know, we've been working hard on our shape and everything else, and but I think it's a mental thing that they've got. I can't give them, I can't let them grow an extra pair of nine eggs, but more than anything else, really, it's just, it's a mental thing.